April 22nd, Psalm 27.
Of David. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. You have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servant away in anger, O you who have been my help. Cast me not off, forsake me not, O God of my salvation. For my mother and my father have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Give me not up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and they breathe out violence. I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord.
Beholding the Beauty of God, Douglas Sean O'Donnell. In verse 1 of Psalm 27, David speaks of fear, asking, "Whom shall I fear? Of whom shall I be afraid?" In his life, David knows what it is like for evildoers to assail him and for an army to encamp against him. Verse 3. His confidence is in the Lord, who is the stronghold. Verse 1. That is how Psalm 27 begins. However, in verse 4, the theme seemingly shifts. David desires the beatific vision. One thing have I asked of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord. The seeking motif won't stop. God has called David to seek his face, and so, "Your face, Lord, do I seek," verse 8. This theme, however, is not removed from the question of being afraid amid enemies. David wants to be with God not because he is an escapist. Rather, it is because he is a realist. He waits and calls us to wait because God is worth the wait. To look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living sustains David in a world that breathes out violence. What sustains you in times of trouble? Is the Lord your light and salvation, your stronghold? The Psalms are mirrors to our souls as well as worshipful confessions of faith. They turn our hearts to Yahweh, the only God who speaks, acts, sees, hears, and answers. They turn us to Jesus. He is our Savior, not only from our enemies, but also from Satan, sin, and death. More than that, He is the one worth living for because to live is Christ, and to die is gain, Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. Death is gain because Jesus has conquered the grave and because death is the means by which we come face to face with the light of our salvation, the Lord God Himself. Life is hard. The Psalms testify to that. The Psalms also testify that the presence of God is worth enduring all of life's troubles and tribulations. Imagine living in a perfect world. Imagine no more fear of death and hell. Imagine seeing God face to face.